News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A federal appeals court will decide, but not until after tomorrow night, if gay marriages in Wisconsin should be put on hold. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago has asked both sides to submit legal briefs by 5 o'clock tomorrow. After that, a three-judge panel is expected to consider the State Justice Department's request to delay federal Judge Barbara Crabb's ruling. That ruling says the state's gay marriage ban is unconstitutional. A stay would prevent Wisconsin counties from issuing any more same-sex marriage licenses. Hundreds have been issued since Judge Crabb's ruling late Friday. The judge did not address the question of whether counties had the right to issue marriage licenses to gay couples in the wake of her ruling. The Justice Department has also asked Crabb to put her decision on hold until it's appealed. She'll hold a hearing on that request June 19th, but for now, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says the counties should not issue same-sex licenses, although more than 40 are continuing to do so. Veterans waiting for care would have more options under a bill approved by the U.S. House of Representatives.
The measure that sailed through the House allows tens of thousands of vets to seek medical care outside the Veterans Affairs Department. House Veterans Affairs Chair Jeff Miller sponsored the legislation. He says lawmakers will get to the bottom of the problems plaguing the system.
A culture of corruption within the Department of Veterans Affairs that is rampant.
An audit found 57,000 vets have been waiting at least 3 months to see a doctor. Many more may have slipped through the cracks over the past decade. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
The family of a 12-year-old Waukesha girl that was stabbed 19 times is asking people to wear something purple today to show support for the youngster. Purple said to be the victim's favorite color. The girl is reportedly getting better after two 12-year-old classmates allegedly attacked her May 30th so they could please the fictional horror character Slender Man. The victim's family is using the internet to get its requests out as they try to stay as anonymous as it can amid the national publicity the case has attracted. The Hearts for Healing Wisconsin Facebook page included the request to wear purple today. An Arborvita woman has been arrested for what authorities allege a large amount of money taken from a business. Minocqua Police Chief David Yeager said that in April of 2013, they had a report to their department that a former employee had embezzled money from Northwoods Animal Hospital in Minocqua. While investigating that theft, was found that a large amount of money was missing. 47-year-old Brenda Wigglesworth was arrested. Minocqua Police, Oneida County Sheriff's Department personnel, and the Department of Criminal Investigation were all involved in that investigation. So far, they don't have a dollar amount for the alleged thefts. Waupun Police say a 25-year-old man is lucky to be alive after overdosing on heroin twice in a three-day stretch. Deputy Police Chief Scott Loudon says the first time was last Wednesday. A woman jogging in the Forest Mound Cemetery found the man, Kyle Ewert, and called 911. He was unresponsive and not breathing when the ambulance crew gave him Narcan. Then last Friday, he was at a friend's home in East Brown Street and overdosed again. And once again, an ambulance crew saved him with a dose of Narcan.
Basically, they were able to Narcan him again and save his life. He was found to be in possession of drugs and was arrested after he was medically cleared.
Ewert now charged in Dodge County with possession of narcotics, paraphernalia, and two felony bail jumping counts. He's being held in jail on a $10,000 cash bond, which might actually keep him alive longer. The recent heavy rains are causing frustrations for boaters on the western shore of Wisconsin. The St. Croix River having some flood problems. No wake orders have been on and off along the St. Croix. For now, Minnesota's DNR says the restrictions will continue until the river falls below 683 feet above sea level. The National Weather Service said it was almost a foot and a half over the threshold as of late yesterday. St. Croix expected to stay high at least through today. Congressman Ron Kind says veterans hospitals have the same problem as other hospitals, and that's not enough medical personnel. La Crosse Democrat blames a lack of access, not the quality of care, for the delays in seeing new patients at Veterans Administration facilities. An audit released yesterday showed the average waiting time is 51 days for a new patient at the VA hospital in Madison, 24 days in Milwaukee, 17 days at Toma. The agency's target is 14 days or less. To see a specialist, the average waiting time is 50-plus days in Milwaukee, 41 in Madison, 39 in Tomah. Scott Farley from Tomah Center said officials there are pleased with the 17-day wait for new patients, but the lack of specialists is causing longer waits for more complicated things. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight, mostly clear and quiet and down to 51 degrees. Mostly sunny, a bit warmer Wednesday, high of 79. Wednesday night, increasing clouds and a 30% chance of showers or an isolated storm after midnight. Expect a Wednesday night low of 56. Clouds in the morning Thursday, then a 60% chance of showers or isolated storms, turning partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler in the afternoon Thursday, high 73. Sunshine and comfortable Friday, high of 74. Another good day Saturday as well. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.